Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old
people well. Good evening. They're the ones who suffer. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, place where we try to make all of you aware of the opportunities that you can gain based on what it is that you know how to do. That's why we call it the Employment Opportunity Hour. And so I am your host. I'm Gene Hodge. And before we get started, I just want to say hello to my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. That's the guy that makes everything work. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing just fine, Mr. Gene.
Okay, you're working your way along. I appreciate it. Anyway, so for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you, and I stress this on most shows, it's very important for you to understand we see you. Doesn't matter how much you try to hide, how much you try to bluff, we see you. And the flip side of that is, once you understand that we see you, then just be you, and you'd be surprised how many opportunities open up for you, just being you. But Tonight's show is about finding employment in tough times, and in our case, finding employment based on the hurricane disaster that has hit Greater Tampa Bay, and understanding how those of you that may be looking for work, have lost your jobs, are trying to think of something else that you could do, it's giving you a few tips on how to go about coming through this transition so that you could do what it is that you would like to do. On the line, I have my colleague, Larry LaBelle. He's a colleague of mine that helps individuals to find employment, like many others. But Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, glad to have you, and always good to hear your insight. But before we go any further, tell the audience what it is that you do.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I have a business called Win a Job Fast, and I write resumes for people that get them more interviews, and then I teach them about all other aspects of the job search process, like interviewing, power negotiations, to help them get a job fast and the salary they want, deserve.
All righty, that's it?
Yep.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. I'll be calling on you throughout the show, and as you know, you'll see what you want to say, which is always helpful. But we are a day out of a hurricane disaster that has hit the greater Tampa Bay area, which is where we're broadcasting from. And an awful lot of people have possibly lost their jobs due to businesses closing down, businesses being wiped out, or a whole number of reasons, but they have lost their job, and now they're looking for employment again. So the first thing I'm going to say, there's lots of jobs out there. There's an awful lot of jobs out there, and we're not going to be able to find enough people. So I'm going to give you some tips on what it is that you can do to find something that you would like so that it's not a job. But also, I'm going to give you some things to look for to make you aware of so that you aren't scammed into thinking you're looking for a job or going to be getting a job, but to understand more about how you can have the advantage for all of the jobs that you may be pursuing. So I'd like to have you think about that, because that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And the reason being is because there are lots of people that are looking for jobs. They're going to be job seekers. And the job seekers are going to go out to these sites, these job search sites, and do a lot of reading, trying to find something that they can do. So I'm going to give you some ideas in terms of how you can possibly become aware of whether the job or jobs are for you, or whether they're just there to waste your time and get you to read all the job descriptions. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And I got a stat that says there's over 500 jobs open by people that have been put out of jobs, or where employers are looking for people, and they're just based on the hurricane alone, over 500 jobs in the greater Tampa Bay area. However, I'm going to say I looked a little deeper, and I don't want you to, I'm going to share some thoughts on what it is but to be aware of, but also how you can get what you want in the same process. I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that. We're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. But you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, and my colleague on the phone, Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back to offer something to help all of you with job opportunities.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. T-H-E, opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know now you can get Gene's online courses revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? There are 3 online courses showing Gene video presenting each course. The course titles are The Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment, How to Write a Resume to Get You Noticed, Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? It is highly recommended that the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment be taken first, as it introduces a revolutionary training process model that prepares job seekers to meet the changing needs of our workforce. This methodology is used in all of Gene's courses. In each course segment of video, Gene explains and demonstrates step by step the formula for finding enjoyable employment using your life's experiences.
To get Gene's online courses, just go to udemy.com. That's udemy.com. Type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for courses, choose a course. Coming soon, interviewing techniques, how to easily answer the top 25 interviewing questions.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
How have the hurricanes affected you? Have you lost your job? Are looking for employment? Do you need help? Has your business been impacted? Do you need to hire new workers or ways to support your current employees? Are you saddened and want to volunteer your help? We are in a situation together, and we want to know how you are doing. Many of us do not know where to start. I suggest we help ourselves by helping others. I can help you say what you do louder, or say what you need louder, or reach others louder. If you don't know where to start, call my radio show and let's ask the country. Job seekers and volunteers, help rebuild our everyone's neighborhood. Call the Employment Opportunity Hour radio show on WTN this Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll get 5 minutes to give first name, working background, type of work desired, and contact information, emails preferred. The number is 727-441-3000. Okay, so now you know what it is that we like to do to be in order to help you during this time, and that's what leads us to our discussion for tonight, our topic for tonight. Because of the hurricane, there are lots of jobs out there for anyone who's looking for employment, anyone that's looking. There's a bunch of jobs out there. However, if you are one of the people who like to look at job titles, there are a bunch of job sites that you can go to, and you can look at job titles all day. I'm going to suggest you don't do that. But I'm going to give you some reasons why. But before I go to that, on my phone line, I have my colleague Larry LaBelle, and Larry's the guy that puts its thoughts in as well. And so we have ways for you to look at things differently or the same way, but hearing more than just me. Larry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Anyway, so we know about the hurricane, and right now probably most of the world knows about it because we get hurricanes here in Florida, but we haven't had too many like the one we got. However, it's created huge opportunities for those of you looking for employment. Anyway, but I wanted to talk about it, this subject tonight, because I went out and looked at some job sites, and I'm not going to mention the job sites because I can't mention all of them, and I don't want to leave any of them out, which means I'll leave that up to you to go look at the job sites. However, I came across something that I was a little disturbed about, and I thought I would share my thoughts on that. And so anyway, I'd like to have you think about, if you're going to be looking for jobs, there's plenty of information out there. And you can go to sites. A lot of the sites will have job titles. And a lot of the sites will have job areas that describe the things needed for the disaster, but that has nothing to do with you in terms of you looking for a job. But anyway, so I began to notice that as I started reading, they were telling you how much you could make and the salary range, all that sort of stuff, which is great if you're a dreamer. But if you're someone that's looking for employment, it's important to know where can you start and how can you try to get whatever it is that you think that interests you. Anyway, so I'm going to give you some tips on how I see how that could be done so that you're not reading job description after job description after job description, because I want you to know the difference between reading and you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, the difference between reading and you. You is what you know how to do. The reading is what somebody else wrote that describes what they're looking for. It may be you and it may not be you. I'm going to suggest all the things that aren't for you, don't waste your time. But I am going to give you some things that you can begin to identify what is for you and if you want to apply. First thing I'm going to suggest is that don't do any applying at all. That's the first thing. Make a phone call if you can. Don't send out resume after resume, all that sort of stuff, because on the other side of the fence, we're going to be inundated with people, several individuals, sending in the paperwork, applying for the same job. I'm trying to get you to avoid that process. Anyway, so it's important to know how many people are going to be looking for work, how many people may be applying for the same job, how many people on the other end got to read your information or possibly toss it away without even reading it because they didn't like the way your name sounded. All that sort of stuff happens in the background. But anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, but I'm going to give you some ideas just to look at it possibly different. Anyway, I spent time reading a job search site and it talked about all the salary ranges that people can have and how much the employers are willing to pay, which is great information, but the question is, what does it have to do with you? Anyway, so I wanted you to begin to think about that because I want you to focus on that. So, you still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I'm going to kind of get started on this. When you see a job title, it's very important to read job titles because if you find yourself reading the same job title over and over again, and the job description appears to be the same as the last one that you read, then possibly you should stop looking at job titles. Start looking at what people want you to do. Okay, you is the one that you want, is the prospect that wants to be chosen. Okay, so look at what do they want somebody to do and whether that applies to you. Anyways, I think that's pretty simple. However, There's some key components that I want to talk about. Anyway, so the first thing is that in order for you to know whether it's something that you want or not, I'm going to make some suggestions. Okay, these suggestions are to write down what do you like to do. Okay, a simple statement. Write down what you would like to do. Okay? It's the first thing. Anyway, so now what you might like to do is travel, sing, dance, write, talk, work with computers, technology, greet people. Think about what you would like to do and be looking for jobs that we're looking for somebody that is like you. But you can't do that unless you write things down so you can look at you and understand what we might see in you. And that's one side. The other side is because we all employees, all employers want happy workers. All do. And I'm going to say, it's possible that 1 or 2% have a company where their employees are happy. All the others are there taking up their time and costing them more money. Anyways, I don't want you to be wasting your time doing what you don't want to do when you could be hired doing what it is that you like to do. Anyway, so that's the first thing that I say is to write down what you like to do and see if you can get to, I don't have a number, but see if you can get to 10, maybe 15 things that you start to think about you like doing. And don't leave anything out because it's your personal self-assessment of yourself. Because self-assessment is always best when you can put in your own words instead of checking a box that somebody else created. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that because when you get in front of somebody, you might have to tell them what you like doing, and I would strongly suggest you tell people what you like doing. That's the first step. The second step is to write down what you know how to do. Now, I've used some of this in a different way at different times, but write down, what do you know how to do? Okay, the first thing I said, write down what you like doing. Because I think most of you would like to have an enjoyable job. Extremely few of you do. That's costing the employer. And it's costing you because you're doing something that you really don't want to do. People like to have you think about that, so that you can understand your choices. But if you write down what you know how to do, okay, how to do is another thing, okay? But what you know how to do is maybe talk to people, maybe write letters, maybe speak a language, maybe count, maybe use the technology. So these are things that you know how to do that you've done for others, and you've done it for yourself. So Larry, if you're listening, if any of that strikes the bell, feel free to add anything to it if you like, because I'm going down this list.
I want to share something with you that I found online, which is the job loss impact in this one section of this article. This is Forbes magazine. The impact of Hurricane Helene alone is a reduction of 40,000 to 50,000 jobs in October. We don't have the numbers yet. In October.
It's going to be high.
Milton.
Because it's going to be high because of the disaster.
Jump by 258,000.
Okay, so how did you, as being one of those, and even if you survived and you have your job, how could you benefit from that just for you? So that's what I'm going through in terms of how you can do it. if you're willing to do it, I can guarantee you discover lots of jobs that you can then tell somebody what it is that you know how to do, which still has nothing to do with the job. It has to do with you telling somebody who you are so they can think about whether you're good enough to do the job. Either way, you win because it's your thoughts of you. Anyway, so that will also help you to identify certain jobs.
The one thing that they cited is the flip side. A single hurricane can indirectly create close to 248,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though there's a lot of jobs being lost, there's a lot of jobs being created.
Right.
I mean, a transition for the job seeker from what they've been doing to something new. But if you're out of work, you can go to your local workforce development center, like here in Tampa. It's called Career Source Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. They have a program called WIOA, W-I-O-A. And you can get up to $5,000 of retraining funds free if you qualify. When you're unemployed, you will automatically pretty much qualify. So that's a great way to get retraining and not have to pay a lot of money for it.
Now, that's 100% correct. The only question is, what does it have to do with you? That's what I want you to begin to think about, is what does it have to do with you? So that it's something special for you, because when you want it, you'll go get it. But when you just know it's there, that's part of the problem I'm trying to get you to avoid, is are things like that, because that's where so many of us are, which has to do with our productivity and morale. But anyway, I'm just on number two, and I'm out of my time already. But I'd like to have you just think about it. I was on the second one in terms of writing down what you know how to do. Anyway, so I was going through some things like, do you know how to listen well? Or talk to people, fix things? Or you like learning new things? Think of the things that describe you and what you like, because that's how you find the types of jobs that you want. It's because you got to know about you first. Then you can tell the world who you are, because they will now know what it is you're carrying that you're proud of. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break for a couple of seconds, and we'll be right back with myself and Larry, offering ways that you can find employment coming out of this hurricane.
Website? Well Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a a type of company that's looking to add people on, you're a network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. The hurricanes affected you. Have you lost your job? Are looking for employment? Do you need help? Has your business been impacted? Do you need to hire new workers or ways to support your current employees? Are you saddened and want to volunteer your help? We are in a situation together and we want to know how you are doing. Many of us do not know where to start. I suggest we help ourselves by helping others. I can help you say what you do louder, or say what you need louder, or reach others louder. If you don't know where to start, call my radio show and let's ask the country. Job seekers and volunteers, help rebuild our everyone's neighborhood. Call the Employment Opportunity Hour radio show on WTN this Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll get 5 minutes to give first name, working background, type of work desired, and contact information, emails preferred. The number is 727-441-3000.
Okay. Now, you heard that the type of work that you desired. What I was doing is going over a different way, and I don't say this too often, but I was just thinking about it. If you look at what I'm asking you to do and try it out, then you'll be looking at like a spaghetti set of skills and abilities that only you possess because it's your thoughts. Anyway, so the things that I covered is write down what you like to do. Write down as many things that you can think of that you like to do. Now, we spent 30 minutes on the show. I did not mention job titles. I did not mention the word job. I only said write down things that you like to do because you like to do them. And the only way we're going to learn what you like doing, you have to tell us in person and writing it down. So the second thing I asked was to have you write down what you know how to do. Because once you begin to write down what you know how to do, I did not give you any time frames. Because see if you can catch yourself thinking of time frames. Catch yourself thinking of job titles. Because none of that was mentioned. Okay, what's the types of things that write down what you like doing? And the third thing, which we're getting ready to go into, the third thing was, what do you enjoy doing? Which is totally different than what you like doing. What do you enjoy? Which means you like it, but you really, really like it. Because that's enjoyment. Okay, in other words, you should write down the things that you enjoy doing, like learning, traveling, singing, dancing, sports, being the boss, listening to others, all the things that you enjoy doing, reading. Because imagine finding employment doing what you do anyway. The only difference is that many of us, we go to work to do one job just to collect a paycheck. And then we come home and we go do all the things that we like doing to wind down. Imagine being employed doing what you do anyway. Now, there's one word I haven't talked about, and I'm going to mention it because our time's going to run out. That's the last part of this.
How much experience do you have in doing these things that you wrote down? Okay, write down the experience that you have. It could be 2 months, 2 years, 10 years, 2 days. I mean, but think of, look at what you wrote down and think of what experience do you have in doing these things. And the reason for that, but the word doing means functioning. Because functioning means being productive or non-productive or getting something done. So if you look at that from that perspective, if you write down the things that you enjoy doing and how long have you been doing it, I'm going to suggest that there are lots of jobs out there where somebody's looking for somebody like you. But I'm also going to suggest many of you are doing it the other way, and we're costing employers the money that they're spending trying to motivate us, and money they could be giving us in raises. But that's the problem that I'm trying to solve, is to have you get paid doing what you like to do, since you do what you like to do anyway, most likely when you're not working, unless you have an enjoyable job. And if you have an enjoyable job, I can pretty much guarantee they're treating you well because they don't want to let you go. That's one side of it. The other side is you knowing that you can go when you get ready. So just imagine that. Is that you can now take control. Anyway, so if I roll this back to where we started, there's lots of jobs that are available because of the hurricane disaster that we're experiencing here in Florida. And because of that, so many jobs have been erased. So many jobs have been created where they're going to need an awful lot of help. And the best way you can help someone is helping you do what you like doing. And I can pretty much assure that that puts you in control of how you earn your money, because it's based on us watching you perform. And we'll offer to keep you. We'll offer to raise this instead of you asking. So it's a big difference between asking and us wanting to give you something. It's very important to know and understand why somebody wants to give you a raise, because they want to keep you. It's very important why some employers don't want to give any raises. It's very important to know the reason. Anyway, so Larry, I haven't heard from you because I've been trying to get this across, but did I say anything that inspired you, or do you have another way to look at it? Any thoughts?
The one thing that I think isn't so much the job information, it's the sort of attitude that you're carrying. It has a lot to do with whether you get a job or don't. You've got to be someone who believes in that you can get one. Positively, a whole collection of things like that. They're all the sort of emotional reactions to your situation. A lot of times we have those reactions, but we aren't consciously aware. Instead, fear takes over. Negative thoughts come in here, and then fear comes over. But if you can turn that around and say, believing you can get the job you want, your life will turn around, stuff like that, you got a much better shot of winning. Mm-hmm. If you carry that negative stuff in your head, it's going to show up in a job interview.
All right. So keep all those things in mind, because you can identify with some. Hopefully, there are some out of this world that doesn't resonate with you, that shows you're learning something else. So let me think about that. However, if you did all of that before you start applying for jobs, then you'll know what direction you're going in, probably for the rest of your life, because you have just taken control of you to go do what it is that you like. Because I'd like to have you think about that, because we're going to take a short break. But I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to come back, and then I'm going to wrap it up. We're telling you the magic thing. We'll be right back with myself and Larry.
Yep.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again. Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find
here
out
on the Employment Opportunity Hour, right here, so we can help you to recognize how you can find enjoyable employment, because that's the purpose. It's to do things that you enjoy doing, because when you're doing what you enjoy doing, you're just naturally productive. Everybody's looking for people like you. But you got to know it first so that you aren't going home and doing what you enjoy doing when you could be going to work and doing what you enjoy doing. I have my colleague Larry LaBelle on the other end of the phone. Are you still there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
But anyway, I want to take you through a few things in order to wind this down and show you how we put all this together. So the first thing I ask you to do is to write down the things that you like doing. As many as you can, write down things that you like doing. It's going to require a lot of soul searching. Plus, you'll discover things along the way that you left out. Write down as many as you can. As more thoughts come to you, write that down. The second thing I ask you to do in terms of looking at job descriptions, what do they want the prospect or someone to do? And see if that matches any of what you wrote. If it doesn't match any of what you wrote, I'm going to suggest don't waste your time applying for the job. Now, I can't stop you from doing that. That's what 90% of our workforce is doing. They're applying for jobs. And you mean, so I'm trying to get you to avoid the frustration that you'll go through, because you end up hurting yourself and you're hurting us, the employer. So then the third thing I asked you to do was to write down what you enjoy doing. Okay, enjoy doing is totally different than what you like to do, okay, depending on your thinking. In my thinking, what you enjoy doing is something that you're really gung-ho about. And it has nothing to do with the job. It has to do with you. And the purpose is so that once you get clear on what you're carrying, then you can tell everybody else and let them choose you. It's nice being chosen. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. But anyway, so in looking at the job title, especially since there's so many jobs out there, it's okay to look at the title, but I'm going to suggest that you read what they want someone to do. Don't spend any time on qualifications either, because what you think you're qualified for, somebody else may not think so. If you just focused on the things that you wrote down, somebody else becomes the judge of what they say you're qualified for, especially when you tell them how long you've been doing it. But you won't know that until you try it out. But anyway, with the amount of jobs that are available based on the hurricane, there's no reason why you should go do what you didn't want to do in the first place when there's so many opportunities. New jobs are being created because a lot of jobs have been eliminated or gone away because of the storm. You may say you can be ahead of the crowds by you focusing on the things that you like doing and start telling people or getting to people and not worrying about where they're going to choose you, because you want them to choose you based on the things that you told them that you know how to do. Anyway, so now there's a lot of things I did not mention on purpose. Okay, I didn't mention taking tests. Didn't mention filling out applications. Didn't mention applying. All words we've been accustomed to, that we've learned. The only problem is we probably know others that did it a little differently. And I would suggest, if you know others who've done it differently, find out how did they do it. If you like talking, it's going to be easy to ask the question. But anyways, so I'd like to have you think about that. But Larry, you got anything to add to that? Because I want to make sure.
When it comes to job interviewing, it's been around for a while, but I don't think it's really been recognized or put a name on it. But performance-based interviewing, when I was a director of training, we used to have our entire team interview the person. And what we'd have them do, let's say we were interviewing for a trainer, who'd say, come in and do a presentation on a topic of your choosing so we can see, what your style's like and how well we think it would be received. And that was one. I was given one once for here in Tampa. I was going for an instructional designer, and they gave me two pieces of training information on the same topic.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you've got 15 minutes to review it, write any notes you want down, and then come back in and tell us your feedback in terms of what would you recommend to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically took the 15 minutes, came back, told them the main thing was it was good, but there was too much overlap. They needed to just combine them into one and add a few things. And then I noticed the hiring manager sort of smiling, smirking a little bit, and his buddy who was interviewing me too was doing the same thing. He says, oh, God. What are you guys laughing about? I wrote it. This hiring manager said, in my mind, I'm dead. I just jumped all over his work. He says, no. That's what we're looking for. And you get what you're saying right on.
Okay.
How could
others do that?
What?
How could others do that?
You mean other job seekers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that they do it. You're going to be asked something like that. Typically, I would always ask, if I were a job seeker, is there anything, not a test, but a something that I need to react to, do a presentation, evaluate something, stuff like that. You got to ask those questions before the interview so you can start preparing. Otherwise, it's very difficult to really shine because you haven't thought it through. I did that with Publix. They gave me a test, test was multiple choice first. I aced that. That was no problem. And they said, okay, you've got 10 minutes. They gave me a scenario about what would the networking requirements be for a training course online that would have to handle X number of people per day or all at once, what kind of bandwidth and stuff like that. I was not prepared.
Okay.
If I'd asked about it, they would have told me.
Okay,
I basically flunked.
Okay, our time's running out, but I'm pretty sure you know me. I suggest people don't take tests because humans make them up. And the only human.
You can't go into an interview and tell the interviewer that he can't do what he wants to do to a session.
True. But that's the traditional way. It's not wrong. It's just the way we've done. It just doesn't produce the results that we wanted. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
And so
if you don't do it, what's your chances of getting, a second interviewer or getting an offer if you won't do what they ask?
Oh. I didn't get to the fourth piece because I was waiting for our time to run out. Okay. Once you know what you know how to do, like doing it, enjoy doing it, and you know how long that you've been doing it, go tell all the people you already know because they already know you. And all they're going to ask you is, what do you want to do? And all you've got to do is repeat the things that you wrote down because they're about you. And you want the attention.
I think that's a global assumption you're making, Gene, that they're going to do that. I mean, good chance they won't.
Well, my only job is to give out the information. I can't make you do it. Unless you want to come to one of my workshops, then you'll do it because you're in my workshop. If we set the rules very quick. If you came to get something, let us help you get it. If you already know what you come for, don't come.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that it works, but if you're looking for things that you enjoy and you take that and apply it to a large number of people, then you end up with a more productive workforce. There's lots of productive individuals, but when it comes to looking at the workforce, they're extremely hard to find because the percentages the percentages of the workforce is what the CEOs and companies are looking at, saying, how come we can't get more out of our people? We're paying them top dollar. Anyway, so that's just something I'd like to have you think about. Because there's a zillion ways that things could work. I just gave you one way, Larry just gave you another way, another person gave you another way, because it's based on their experiences. And so that's what you want to begin, that's how important your experience comes. But anyway, Larry, our time is up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time and your participation. We're glad to have you.
And always glad to be here.
And we'll help get out of this project simply because we can indeed go do it your way. Go out and tell everybody what you like doing, enjoy doing, and what you would like to do, and let them carry it from there. Your only job is to tell us who you are and what you want to do. Anyway, when you go out and tell us, give us a call and share some of those experiences with us. And we're out of here until next time, because all I wanted you to do is get you to realize you have been doing it your way all along.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Liam Payne, the former member of the famous boy band One Direction, has died. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Liam Payne was one of the founding members of One Direction, which formed during the British talent show The X Factor, and quickly gained international fame with hits like this.
You don't know, oh-oh, you don't know you're beautiful.
And this.
The story of my life, I'll take you home.
The group released 5 studio albums before going on an indefinite hiatus in 2016. According to police,